As my mother would say, God love you all. Hello, Kansas City! A town that knows a little bit about comebacks. In Missouri. I couldn't be more proud to be joined by the former Governor Holden, and I'm proud that members of the IBEW, the ATU, the International Firefighters. By the way, you know that old expression, God made man, then he made a few firefighters. I tell you, look, and it's great to be with your Congressman, Manuel Cleaver. Yeah. One of the most respected members of the United States Congress across the board in every other state. Folks, it's good to be back. I've been here coming a long time. When I was 29 years old, there was a guy named Stuart Symington that helped me out win an election. And the people who kept me running, right after I got elected in 1972, I wasn't old enough to be sworn in. I was 29 years old. I had to wait. I had to wait time to be sworn in. And, let them go. You won't get evicted. Listen. Will you listen for just a second? If you listen, I'll tell you. Under my, just tell her to be quiet just a second. This is not a Trump rally, okay? You have reason to be upset. Will you listen? Would you be willing, the three of you, to talk to me after this is over? Because I'm going to make sure you're not evicted when I'm President of the United States of America. You can't be. I can't do anything now. I'm not the president. You got a home guarantee, man. Look at my plan. If you just listen. Ma'am, let me ask, if you'd be quiet for a second, will you meet with me after this is over and I'll explain to you my entire housing plan and you will be square, I promise you. Take a look at it. Well, look, here's the deal. Look, folks, I do understand. I just lost my son to cancer. I understand cancer. Folks, look, what I started to say was that I owe Missouri an awful lot. And if you excuse me, I used to say in the Senate, a point of personal privilege. When I first got elected, as I said, I wasn't old enough to be sworn in, so I went down to Washington. I had to wait 17 days to be eligible. And I was down in Washington hiring my staff, and I got a phone call from a first responder, my fire department, saying that I had there'd been an accident, and my wife and daughter were dead, and my two children were not likely to make it, my two boys. And so I didn't want to come to the United States Senate. I had worked out with my brother to work out that the Democratic-elected governor would appoint someone in my stead. But I got a call from Tom and Barbara Eagleton. I got a call from a guy named Fritz Hollings in South Carolina and the majority leader of the United States Senate, a wonderful man named Mike Mansfield. To make a long story short, I owe them. They just said, come. Now, I'll never forget what they said. Only 1,702 people have ever been sworn in as United States Senate. Your wife worked too hard at least to be sworn in and come and stay for 6 months. Well, that was 600 years ago. But my point is, Barbara Eagleton, who's still around and a friend, and Tom, they returned me to my sanity. They made a big difference in my life. And I owe them, along with many others. So I just want to make that comment. Folks, well, what a difference a week makes. This time last week in South Carolina, they hadn't finished voting. And the press and the pundits had already declared our campaign dead. But then South Carolina had something to say. And then came Super Tuesday. And today, 11 victories behind us, we lead in the national delegates, we need a national vote. Even when I ponder how, in fact, this happened, I look at the enthusiasm that's been generated. So much enthusiasm that we increased the turnout across the board significantly. Bernie says we got to have turnout to beat Trump. Well, guess what? We turned him out. And look, you know, we found ourselves in a position where in the state of Virginia, 70% increase in turnout, 40% increase in turnout in Texas, 16% of turnout in North Carolina, 155,000 more votes in South Carolina. And guess who they voted for? So, folks, with your help, we're creating a movement here, a movement to power by the backbone of the Democratic Party, a movement that will defeat Donald Trump and restore this soul of this nation. Folks, look, folks, you know, we're in a situation where all those who've been knocked down, all those who've been counted out, all those who've been left behind, let me tell you, let me say this to you. This campaign is your campaign. This is your campaign. Join us. Go to JoeBiden.com. Sign up. Volunteer. Contribute if you can. We need you. We want you. We have a place in the campaign for you. And if you want a nominee who will beat Donald Trump, keep the House of Representatives and elect the Senate, help me out. Join us. If you want a nominee who's a Democrat, a lifelong Democrat, a proud Democrat, an Obama-Biden Democrat, join us. If you want a nominee who will bring this party together, who will run a progressive, positive campaign and turn this primary from a campaign that's about negative attacks into one about what we're for, because we cannot get reelect, we cannot win this reelection. Excuse me, we can only reelect Donald Trump if, in fact, we get engaged in this circular firing squad here. It's got to be a positive campaign, so join us. Folks, we're building a coalition. We're building a coalition that most successful presidents of our lifetime, Barack Obama, had started. We're doing it. Bring together Americans of every race, every creed, every economic background, Democrats, Republicans, and independents as well. I believe we've been delivered to a moment where we're in a position that not only can we defeat Donald Trump, but we'll have an opportunity if we think big enough and bold enough to build a future this nation needs and deserves. Making health care affordable to every American, lowering drug prices, ending surprise billings, protecting our rural hospitals. Folks, we can only do it, in my view, by building on Obamacare, investing billions of dollars to find cures in cancer, Alzheimer's, and diabetes. We can defeat cancer if we work on it. We can work on Alzheimer's. We can make a fundamental difference in diabetes, but we have to invest just like we do in terms of the military. Folks, look, we have to all stand up and beat the NRA and the gun manufacturers again. I've done it before, and I'll do it again. Folks, lead the world in the existential crisis that's facing us all, climate change. I'm going to start by rejoining something to help put together the Paris Climate Accord, ensuring the quality of public education so it doesn't depend on what zip code you're born into, by tripling funding for those schools that are in low-income districts, increasing the salary for teachers so that they're not leaving, making sure that every 3-, 4-, and 5-year-old does not have daycare but can go to school. All studies show that will increase exponentially the prospects of their success all the way through school. Free community college, providing credentials needed for jobs in the 21st century, and reducing student debt and wiping out student debt for public service, period. Look, we have to restore America's leadership on the world stage, no longer embracing autocrats and dictators like Putin and Kim Jong-un. I met every major world leader in the last 40 years. We have to repair our alliances. We'll make it clear to our allies that we can be trusted again, folks, and build an economy that rewards work, not just wealth. Because Wall Street didn't build this country. You all built this country. Working class people built this country. My mom, my dad used to have an expression. He said, Joey, a job's about a lot more than a paycheck. It's about your dignity. It's about your honesty. It's about who you are. It's about your place in the community. It's about being able to end by simply being able to look your child in the eye and say, honey, it's going to be okay. That's why I became a Democrat in the first place. This election isn't about a battle for the soul of the Democratic Party. It's a battle for the soul of America. And folks, we're at a perilous moment, as was stated by the governor. Winning means uniting America, not sowing more division and anger. It means not only being prepared to fight, but preparing to heal the country. That's what presidents are supposed to do. We have to beat Donald Trump and the Republican Party, but we can't become like them. We have to heal. We have to heal our divisions in order to repair this democracy. Folks, our children are watching. Our children are listening. Think about this. How many of you had to pull your child away from the television set when the president's on? Not a joke. How many grandparents have done that? Not a joke. Look, folks, the world is watching. And they're wondering. So it's time for America to get back up. Once again, fight for the proposition that we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men and women are created equal, endowed by their Creator. We are unique. It sounds corny, but America is unique in all of history. We're the only country that has been formed and based on an idea. No other country in the world is organized that way. And, folks, we've got to remember who we are. We've never lived up to that proposition, but we've never abandoned it. This president has walked away from it. I believe with every fiber of my being, it's our obligation to repair this country in a way that is badly needed. Look, folks, you know, we're only a little over a week from St. Patrick's Day. Excuse my Irishness here. You're talking to Gene Finnegan's son. And I understand you have one of the largest parades in America here. So it's only appropriate that I quote an Irish poet. When I was a kid, I used to stutter. And my uncle used to have, my bachelor uncle, when he was a traveling salesman, he'd come down, he'd stay with us, and he always had books of poetry and Yeats and others on the table. And I used to stand up and practice at night in front of the mirror so I wouldn't contort my face when I stuttered. And because I didn't want to, you know, it's a hard thing to do if you stutter, if anybody knows it. But a poet that I like a lot is a guy named Seamus Heaney. And he wrote a poem called The Cure at Troy. And I think it's the moment we've arrived at in this country. And here's what he said. He said, history teaches us not to hope on this side of the grave. But then, once in a lifetime, that longed-for tidal wave of justice rises up and hope and history rhyme. That's the place we're at. This president has ripped off the Band-Aid. They've seen how ugly the other side is. They are ready to unite the country. They're ready to move. This is the United States of America. We have never, ever, ever, ever failed at anything if we've done it together. So it's time to get up. Take back this country. Take it back and away. We have the power. It's within our power to make hope and history rhyme. So get up. Take it back. And remember, this is the United States of America. There's nothing we've ever attempted to do that we failed at. God bless you all, and may God protect our troops. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you.